Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining us now is the host of Jill on Money, heard every Saturday afternoon from 4 until 6. And, of course, you can go on JillOnMoney.com. All kinds of reminders, tools, things you can use, and you may need them to actually complete your taxes, because as it turns out, did we forget? Jill, good morning.
Good morning.
It just struck me yesterday. I kind of went, wait a minute. You know, what is it? It's July 15th, right?
Yeah. Do you remember those old ads for Crazy Eddie? Remember that electronics
guy? Yeah.
And he used to say, Christmas in August. And he'd like have like the egg is burning on the street. And so it sort of feels like, for some reason, very dissonant that
he's
we're talking
back
about taxes in July.
Oh, I did mine on time, so it's moot for me.
You know what? Most people did, but obviously, if you owed money to the IRS,
yes,
it's like, hey, why file early? I might as well just take my time. And so that's pretty smart. That's the right thing to do. The thing is that I think a lot of people, because it is July, you might have just kind of spaced out a little bit, like, oh, yeah, taxes. Okay, now.
Oh, yeah.
Right. So here we are. July 15th is the tax deadline. I'm going to tell you something else that's kind of interesting, though.
What?
For those who've already filed, there may be some reasons why you might want to file an amended return. And among them is that when a lot of people were filing their taxes back in February or March, maybe even early April, they might have not been able to make a contribution to a IRA account.
Okay.
And so maybe because you were worried about what was going on with the pandemic, or you were worried about your job or whatever.
Sure.
Well, maybe today you feel like, hey, I can do that.
Okay.
So the deadline for making a contribution to an IRA or a Roth IRA was also moved to July 15th. And that's kind of cool, because you might say, hey, I can do that. I can pop some money into an IRA. But if you do that and you want credit for that deduction, you're going to have to file an amended return. But it's totally worth it. And it's very easy to do, because obviously if the only amendment you're making is, hey, I just threw, you know, $6,000 into an account, then it's a very easy return to amend. You don't have to do that if you're making a contribution to a Roth IRA, obviously, because you're not claiming a deduction. You're just saying, I'm putting money in. But for everyone else, if you haven't filed, get on it. It's going to be a really lousy 4th of July weekend if you haven't filed, right?
Yeah.
Sounds like pretty awful to me. But take your time. Go through it methodically. Most people can just do that nice free file. It's easy to do. And you know, you can get the free software and you'll go through step by step. Remember, most people don't even itemize anymore. So it's a much easier way to complete your returns, just doing it online.
It's weird. You know, it's funny you mentioned that, the Christmas in July kind of thing. But, you know, it seems like it's so out of sync with the little rituals you perform through your life. And this is not one you're supposed to be doing in July.
I know. It's so true. It really is. But, you know, on the other hand, I would tell you that, you know, for many people, they were really freaked out when all the rules changed and the CARES Act rules changed. A lot of people, remember, you don't have to take a required minimum distribution. That was something you had to do for the year 2020. A lot of people might have missed that. It's not a bad thing that in the middle of the year that I remind everybody, don't necessarily pull money out of your retirement account because you feel like you have to.
Right.
2020, you don't have to pull money out of your retirement account. It's as if 2020 never happened, according to the IRS.
Oh, hey, question on this. If you owe the IRS money,
Yeah.
And you're supposed to, you would have had to have paid them on the 15th of April, but now here it is in July. Is interest, penalties, does that stuff accrue during that period?
No, no interest, no penalties. And one other thing that I should really emphasize, for a lot of people, you're listening, and you maybe you're a gig worker, or maybe you've got to make quarterly estimates, okay? Right. Your quarterly estimates that would have been due April 15th and June 15th, those were the first two quarters, those are both now due July 15th.
Oh.
Isn't that confusing?
It's really
nuts. It's only the IRS can do this. So you, the two quarterly payments you, that you would have made April 15th then June 15th now are due July 15th.
Okay. So if you, for example, if you're you know, running a business, something like that, right? Or if you're a gigger, I mean, you have to, okay.
So that's straight. Something you should know. And and to make it even more confusing, the IRS says if you owed money for your 2019 taxes, just like I owe $100 for last year.
Okay.
The IRS says you got to send us a check or send us payment of that $100. If you also owe, let's say, $50 in quarterly estimates, you know, 25 and 25 for the first two quarters, you can't combine and write one big check. The IRS says no. Whatever you owe for your 2019 taxes, that's one check. And then whatever you owe for your 2020 estimates, that can be one check. But don't combine your last year's
put them together.
Yeah. Can you imagine? I just want to bang my head against the wall, really.
And they can do it. So what are you going to do? Huh?
God, it's just unbelievable. Anyway. You can't
file,
and you just want to have like a really nice 4th of July weekend. Don't forget, you've got to do Form 4868. That'll give you an extension.
Oh, it will?
Yeah.
Okay, now during an extension, let's say that you do owe, then you still accrue interest and such.
Here's the deal. The extension is an extension to file, not to pay. So
I get it.
You owe money. All right, so your extension will give you until October 15th.
Oh. Well, then why am I sweating it?
So you get till October 15th, but you still have to make an estimate of what you think you owe the IRS.
Oh, yeah.
And one last thing.
Yes, please.
I'm sorry. IRA
contributions
are still due on July 15th, even if you do extend.
Okay. Well, got that. You know, you've been looking. I know you got to go, but have you been looking at the some of the stats that are coming out? Like consumer confidence is just. Gee, surprise. Right down the tubes.
Of course I look. That's all I do is look at statistics.
Well,
I'm going to do that next week with you. Wait till we do next week. We're going to do a big review of the first half of the year.
Because we used to ask you, what's the big number this week? You know, and things like that. You know, I like that. I'm sentimental that way.
Okay, the big number this week is the jobs report, which is coming out on Thursday.
Oh.
Don't forget, markets are closed on Friday.
All right. Hey, Jill, it's always great.
Take care, man.
All right. That is Jill Schlesinger, AssetStrats.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.